some story from the spies staying, isn't it? Yeah. They realised that wouldn't work.
Goodness sake.
Oh, Mum had a wonderful time during the war. She was young enough not to be worried by it. And that story of the officer, was it, that worked, thought security was lax, so walked the length of the street in a German uniform and wasn't challenged once, much to his fury.
Yes.
But I suppose they must have thought it was reasonably impregnable or difficult to get to, but they shouldn't underestimate anybody, I don't suppose. So the Army HQ was in Stromness and the Navy HQ was in the Kirkwall Hotel.
That's right, yes. Right.
And that was the two main...
Well, Admiral was down in Long Hope, and the Kirkwall start as a... Oh, I forget the word. But the merchant ships bound for Europe had to come in here, get certified that it was not carrying military goods for Germany. Contraband control station.
Ooh.
In Kirkwall.
Control station. Yeah.
And
so they, what would they put, inspectors on the ship?
Aye, that's right. For my war materials that was going into Europe. And, it stopped after short because there was no ships going into Europe. But anyway, the captain was... the control was in the Kirkwall Hotel. And, of course, the main headquarters was Melster House in Long Hope. Admiral McNamara.
Mm-hmm. So that's where all the bigwigs would have stayed in the hotels, and the men would have stayed in the camps.
Aye, well, the officers were in
the officers.
Aye.
Uh-huh. Yes, Stromness alone, you identified 32 different army places, you know, either offices or camps or pigeon lofts. Whatever, the commercial hotel had the Pioneer Corps, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
My story, shall we say, not further arranged, but I had stood guard at the door of the Kirkwall Hotel when I was in the Navy. I was in the cadets, so I said, well, stayed overnight with them. And anyway, the guards was there, and I was walking past in naval uniform, cadet uniform, when the chaplain of the war suddenly showed me, here come you. Anyway, the point was that he stood guard in the door, and the key... All the keys of the place was there, and he was in there. He said, for Christ, hold on here, I must go to the toilet. He says, there's nobody here. So for 10 minutes or so, I stood guard at the door of the couple.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yes, the Stromness Hotel was the headquarters for Orkney and Shetland, or was the DEF, Shetland Defence Force.
Mm-hmm.
And then my Aunt Joyce worked there right from the start, and we're talking about the rush at the start to set up all the anti-aircraft. A new map had to be taken down to London once a week with the latest positions to the state of readiness.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Joyce was a decisive individual at the best times, my sister-in-law. She's in the home there now. But the point was, she was working in Manchester. She was home when Alida and the war started. Her father wouldn't let her go back to Manchester and so on like that. So somebody then said they were needing clerical staff in the hotel. So that was what she worked at. So she was joined there as clerical staff, and then they all had to she had to join the ATS then. Which she did, and of course at the early days the ATS khaki and all that, but they were allowed at their own expense to wear tartan skirts, and it ended up she was the last ATS that entitled to wear a tartan skirt. But anyway, for the story I was going to say, that you were talking about the cipher officer, but she was living home, of course, and she would take buns and so on with a cup of tea. And one day the well, man connected with codes and all the rest of that. He was locked in the room while he had his codes and a guard on the door. And Joyce had brought some buns for the cup of tea and said, March along the car, dishing them out to offices and so on. And this young chap at the door says, "Oh, you can't go in here." "Oh, can't I?" just says, and walked past him, hit through the door into the side of the room. That one.
So when she was in Sarge at the ATS, she was up at the Art of Eden, where Brave Ship is in Stromness now, was the ATS camp, that would be in a very cold and drafty place, apparently it was. That she was going round one evening asking if there was any complaints in the canteen, and the Arrow said, "The soup tastes appalling." So she thought she'd better try it. She had a bowl of soup, and it did taste appalling. So they went into the kitchen and decanted the pot of soup and found a scabbing brush and a bag of soap.
Oh my goodness! And they just kept the soup in the No wonder it tasted diabolical then.
For the best story is probably the one when she was an officer and sergeant called her and said that.